A special performance of Not That Jewish, comedian Monica Piper's popular one-woman show, was held at The Braid, a Jewish performance and art space, on February 8. Not That Jewish, written and performed by Piper, directed by Eve Brandstein and produced by Rhonda Spinnick, traces Piper's life, from a childhood in the Bronx doing Annie Get Your Gun routines with her father, to adulthood in Los Angeles as a comedian and television writer. Along the way, she experiences two divorces, the death of her parents and a breast cancer diagnosis. At age 41, she decides to adopt a son. She raises him as a single mother, tying the autobiographical show together as Piper's continued questioning of her relationship with Judaism. When Piper is young, she's told she's not that Jewish since she doesn't go to synagogue on the high holy days, prompting self-examination and the questioning of relatives whose answers over plates of chopped liver are peppered with Yiddish. And what's more Jewish than that? Later in her life, her son, whose biological mother isn't Jewish, wrestles with similar questions about his Jewish identity. Ultimately, the 85-minute show is a celebration of family, told with joy and humor. Piper presents the people who most shaped her, her mother, father, relatives and her son, with warmth, nuance and care. Seated in the audience in the intimate theater space, one couldn't help but root for Piper's character, hoping that her story had a happy ending as she faced what life threw her way, both the mundane and the extraordinary. On the Braid website, the show is described as one that'll leave audiences laughing out loud at some moments while a little teary-eyed at others. That certainly proved true, when Piper, in character, reads a letter she received from her son's biological mother, essentially thanking her for raising such a mensch. A quick glance around the theater showed people wiping away tears. The recent performance of Not That Jewish marked the opening of the Braid's new venue, located in a small theater in a Santa Monica office park. The performance was also an opportunity for those affected by the recent Palisades fire to take a moment and forget about their stressful circumstances. Those in attendance on Saturday night included people directly affected by the fire. Local community member Ophir Jacob sponsored all the tickets for the evening. Before the show began, Jacob said the hope was to give members of the Palisades community a bit of break from everything they've been dealing with. Tonight was about enjoying Piper's show, he said. Spinnick, co-founder and artistic director of The Braid, echoed that sentiment. The current run of Not That Jewish, recently extended, continues at The Braid through March 30. If you want to spend an evening laughing, crying and feeling good about being Jewish, don't miss it. Last month, Beit Teshuva held its 33rd annual gala. The glitzy evening raised $2.7 million for addiction recovery scholarships. The January 26th gathering at the Beverly Hilton drew 830 attendees. Speakers included Beit Teshuva board chair Keith Elkins, who was honored with the Teshuva Award, and board member Lynn Bider, who was recognized with the Annette Shapiro Volunteer Award. Elkins shared his heartfelt journey as a grateful father whose son found recovery through Beit Teshuva, while Bider reflected on her 24 years of dedicated service to the Beit Teshuva community. Additional participants in the evening were Rabbi Ed Feinstein, Emeritus Rabbi at Valley Beth Shalom, Beit Teshuva Board Chair Emeritus Janice Kamenir Resnick, U.S. Representative Brad Sherman, D. Sherman Oaks, and Beit Teshuva Executive Director Zach Jones. Jones, for his part, delivered an inspiring message of hope for the future while also sharing his personal story of getting sober through the Beit Teshuva program. Marissa Axelrod, a Beit Teshuva alumna, and longtime Beit Teshuva board president Annette Shapiro also spoke. Les Bider, Jackie Elkins and Heidi Prah served as the gala co-chairs. Beit Teshuva is a Jewish rehabilitation agency as well as a synagogue. Its mission is to heal broken souls and save the lives of those wrestling with addiction by providing integrated care in a community setting.